Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday, April 1st edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today's date is Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. Let's start off with coverage of the recent Countryside United Methodist Church flea market, which occurred on last Saturday, March 28th, at the Countryside United Methodist Church, including both a flea market and a bake sale. Shoppers at this year's well-attended, donations-accepted flea market found kitchen and glassware, books and puzzles, clothing and linens, household goods, furniture, Christmas items, and more. Individually priced bake sale items were also sold at the event. 90% of the proceeds from this year's sale stay with the church, and 10% of the proceeds are donated by the church to Unity East Elementary School. Church member Karen Chumbly was head organizer of this year's flea market. Countryside Methodist Church pastor Jeff Stahl greeted and helped shoppers, and his wife Jill was hard at work with a crew at the bake sale station. This year's event was a great success, and congratulations to CUMC. Easter is coming up next Sunday, April 5th, but Southern Champaign County has already had a number of celebratory events, starting with the Witt Park Easter Egg Hunt in Sydney on Saturday, March 28th. This year's Sydney Improvement Group Easter Egg Hunt took place at Witt Park in Sydney, and despite the cold weather, it was well attended and enjoyed by all. Kids of all ages, their parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, and family members brought Easter baskets, hunted for goodies, and visited with the Easter Bunny. The hunt was divided up by age groups so that each age group could hunt for their Easter treats in their own designated areas of the park. Plastic Easter eggs and an assortment of colors were filled with Easter goodies, and they decorated the grass along with pudding cups, fruit cups, boxes of macaroni and cheese dinner mixes, cookies, cereals, toys, and an assortment of other treats for children to discover and fill their Easter baskets with. Sydney Improvement Group President Donna Hooker told all in attendance that two of the colored plastic Easter eggs in each age group had a special prize inside, and to make sure that the children went through all of their plastic Easter eggs that they collected so they don't miss out. The Easter Bunny was very happy to pose for photos upon arrival and throughout the hunt, including a few for our correspondent, Ann Roten, to take while visiting with children and handing out Easter treats. Attendees Ava Camden and her mom, Beth, were going through Ava's goodies in order to empty the plastic eggs and return them to the Sydney Improvement Group to be used again next year. Ava was kind enough to pose for photos with her goodies. Our thanks to everyone at the Sydney Improvement Group for a great Easter egg hunt, and happy Easter to everyone. In more pre-Easter fun, we wanted to do a shout-out to Cub Scout Pack 55 and Boy Scout Troop 55 from Tolono, who fielded 8 scouts from the Unit 7 school area, helping place eggs for various age categories to hunt for on Saturday, March 28th in Westside Park in Tolono. With around 100 participants, scout leaders commented that this could be the best turnout ever. Young members were in charge of the event from start to finish, from cleaning and stuffing the plastic eggs with candy and prizes to hiding the eggs for the different age groups. With a motto, "To leave a better place than how you found it," the scouts spent the second half of their Saturday cleaning around the scout cabin and chopping wood for sale at the scout cabin, where there's a money drop box, or you can use Venmo, and all sales are scouts honors, and again, this is for chopped firewood. Then the Scouts helped out with the Tolono Public Library's community garden groundbreaking, with Scout Andrew Berkey taking on this endeavor as his Eagle Scout project. Next weekend, the Scouts will be delivering mulch on April 4th. There is still some available, so reach out if you're interested in purchasing some premium mulch that can be delivered right to your door for $6 per bag. Or customers may pick up their bags of mulch at Unity High School for $5.25 each. Kids in kindergarten through fifth grade that are interested in joining the Scouts, please consider PAC 55 or Troop 55. These include boys and girls from sixth grade through 18 years of age. Joining the Scouts can give your child the chance to build confidence, learn teamwork, and develop practical life skills through fun outdoor adventures, hands-on activities, and community service. Kids can grow into responsible, capable, and curious adults that gives members a rewarding experience to help shape character, build leadership skills, and foster friendships that can last a lifetime. For more information on scouting, you can call or email Michelle Stringer. His phone number is 309-287-4484. Or you can email to Stringer M, that's all one word, Stringer M at unity.k12.il.us. I'm going to give you the phone number again. That's 309-287-4484 for more information on scouting opportunities in Tolono. And there's even more fun in Tolono this week with their extra special week at the Tolono Library. This article by Hillary Reinhardt, who is Community Engagement Librarian. And she begins, there are some extra special activities happening at the Tolono Library this week. This Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m., we'll be hosting an Easter egg hunt for the little ones. If the weather cooperates, we'll do it on the lawn behind the library next to our newly constructed community garden. However, we can always move indoors if needed. Either way, join us this Friday to see how many eggs the kids can find. Then, for the adults on Saturday, April 4th, we will be hosting the REEEC from the University of Illinois to lead us in Pysanky, which is an Ukrainian egg decorating art form. The class is already full, but if you're interested, please call us and join the wait list. On Monday, April 6th at 5:30 p.m., the Low Key Book Club will meet. We all read a mystery or a detective novel in March, and we'll talk about each one we read and how they compared. We will also discuss ideas for our April theme, which will be historical fiction. This book club is very low key. Everyone is welcome, whether you have read a book or not. Join us and see what you think. And again, this is on Monday, April 6th at 5:30. Finally, we would like to thank everyone who helped us with the construction of our community garden. The Friends of the Tolono Library spearheaded the project, particularly the brick pathway. With the community support in the brick sale, the Friends of the Library group raised over $1,000 to help fund the overall project. Boy Scout Andrew Berkey, along with Boy Scout Troop 55 of Tolono, took on much of the planning and physical labor of the garden as part of his Eagle Scout project. He will also be working on the plans for the initial planting of the garden. Watch our Tolono Library calendar for the date in May when the community will be invited to come out and help us all plant. Most excitingly, through working with both the Friends of the Library group and an Eagle Scout project, we were awarded a $1,130 grant from the Home Depot Foundation, which significantly contributed to the funding of the garden, including the Home Depot volunteers who came out to help on Saturday with the construction of the garden. We can't wait for you all to reap the benefits of our new garden, and everyone is welcome to come and use and enjoy it. Next up, we have our weekly newsletter from the Philo Library. And they want to remind everyone that the library will be closed next Sunday, April 5th, in observance of Easter. Well, the Philo Library staff met this week to discuss what we can do with and for our patrons this summer. We would like to have a presentation by someone who is well-versed in gardening, both in flowers, vegetables, and herbs. If you know someone who fits this description, please either ask them if they would be interested or let the Philo Library know. Their phone number is 217-684-2896. The library is thinking about an hour's time total on a Sunday afternoon, perhaps, or on a weeknight, with a question-answer session followed by a seed and plant exchange. Other activities discussed include a reading with the dogs, a summer reading program for all ages, where you can read and be rewarded. Other programs might include something fun for preschoolers, a stuffy sleepover, painting for school-age kids and adults, in-house presentations from the Champaign County Forest Preserve, or other groups that might point us towards outdoor learning activities during the summer. Some of these activities can take place during the month of June, and others will be scheduled throughout the summer. Let us know if you have ideas of what you would like to see and learn, and also what days and times are better for you. Next week, we should have a roundup of new books to talk about. So until then, as we always say from the Philo Library, thanks for reading. And next up, we have the Sydney Scoop, courtesy of our writer, Ann Roten. And she begins with, notice that the Sydney Dairy Barn at 311 West Main Street in Sydney is now open. Spring hours are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can call them at 217-688-8026 for more information. The next regular monthly meeting of the Village of Sydney Board of Trustees will take place on Monday, April 6th at 7 p.m. in the Sydney Community Building at 211 East Main Street in Sydney. The Sydney Spring Dumpster Day is scheduled for Saturday, April 11th from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Witt Park. All items will be accepted except for these categories. Not accepted will be tires, yard waste, paints, oils, chemicals, batteries, or electronics of any kind, including TVs, computers, monitors, microwaves, etc. You must be a Sydney resident to participate, and greeters will verify that you are a Sydney resident when you come. So do be prepared to bring an ID in case they don't know you. The State of Illinois Women's Christian Temperance Union will be meeting on Saturday, April 18th at 10 a.m. at the Coles County Memorial Airport, located at 432 Airport Road in Mattoon. And this is on Route 16 between Mattoon and Charleston. The Sydney American Legion Post will hold their next monthly meeting at their post home at 221 South David Street in downtown Sydney on Monday, April 20th at 6 p.m. The Sydney Lions Club will host their 67th annual Donations Accepted Fish Fry on Saturday, May 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Sydney Community Building. Alaskan Pollock with all the fixings, pork and beans, coleslaw, potato salad, and dessert and more are on the menu. Proceeds from the fish fry go towards the Sydney Lions Club, college scholarships, and their eyeglasses program. The Sydney Lions Club will also be giving the community an opportunity to purchase Sydney Lions Club 2026 Christmas cash. They also have New Year's Dash raffle tickets available at the fish fry. The tickets are $10 each and can be purchased at the fish fry from any member of the Lions Club. The inaugural Sydney Spring Fling event, brought to you by the Goose and the Gander and the Sydney Improvement Group, will take place on South David Street in downtown Sydney on Saturday, May 9th from 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. The event will take place the day before Mother's Day so the vendors can focus on gifts for Mom and more. Anyone interested in becoming a vendor can visit the Goose and the Gander website get more information or to pick up a vendor contract form. You can also reach out to Brett Franzen at the Goose and the Gander. Their phone number is 217-530-5696 for any questions concerning the event. And from Ann Roten and everyone in Sydney, they wish you a happy Easter. Next up, we have news from Rocket Nation, brought to us by Diane Ducey. And she begins by telling us about the Knights of Columbus, based out of St. Thomas Church, hosted their fish fry on Fridays during Lent. On their last dinner, they counted this year's earnings of just over $2,700, which will support several needs for St. Thomas School. After these projects and supplies are identified by school staff, they include items such as curriculum materials and textbooks. In 2024, profits went towards furnishing the second kindergarten classroom. The Knights of Columbus Council members will meet now that the fish fries have concluded and vote on where to direct their profits. The past fish fry, following services at St. Thomas Church across the street, hosted a cake which was brought out in honor of Alvin Decker's 100th birthday on March 27th, and everyone celebrated with a rousing version of Happy Birthday to centenarian Alvin Decker. And St. Patrick's Parish in Tolono wants to invite everybody to their St. Patrick's Senior Luncheon. Scheduled for Wednesday, April 8th, it's the St. Patrick's Senior Luncheon in the Parish Hall at 304 North Vine Street in Tolono for people 55 and over, starting at 11:30 in the morning and until 1 p.m. This year's theme will be Driving Miss Daisy. A panel of local professionals will address self-assessment issues before getting behind the wheel of your car. From Help at Home, Heather Harden, Tolono Police Chief Justin Levingston, Carl Community Health's Dana Williamson, and Adams Automotive's Adam Carlson plan to answer your questions about driving as a senior. Various aspects of this topic include the driver's health, resources, mechanical issues, the financial aspects of driving, including the cost of gas, insurance, and tune-ups, and driving in various seasons, various times of the day, traffic issues, school zones, and safety issues, as well as public transportation options in rural areas. Make arrangements to bring $3 and decide to share with others, as the main entree, drinks, plates, flatware, and cups are all provided. For more information, you can visit their website, which is simply st-patricktolono.com. So st-patricktolono, all one word, .com. Next up, we have our weekly Rocket Rundown from our writer, Olivia Withreft. Spring Sports are in full swing now that spring break has passed, and we're on to Easter break. Last week was incredibly busy. Track and field had two meets, one being the indoor state meet. The girls competed in Clinton on Monday, where there were some last-minute qualifiers for top times on Saturday. Top times was an overall success and hints towards great things for the rest of the spring. Girls 4 times 400 got 7th. Girls 4 times 200 placed 7th as well. Ava Jones placed 8th for long jump. Jillian Schlitzler played 2nd in the long jump. The boys 4 times 800 placed 8th. And Emma Swisher placed 9th in the 200. Track and field has the week off from meets to prepare for the outdoor season. Baseball played 4 games this week. Their first game of the season was against Oakwood, where they won 10-0. Westville on Tuesday was a similar outcome. The Rockets won 4-0. Clinton Wednesday put up a fight, but they didn't last long. They fell to the Rockets 2-7. The Rockets had their first conference game this season. They played against IVC on Saturday, although they lost 4-8 to the Ghosts. Next week, varsity takes on Effingham on Thursday and a doubleheader on Saturday against Neoga and then Iroquois West. Softball played 2 games this week against the Mahomet Bulldogs. Unity beat the Bulldogs 10-0. Both Harris and Jameson hit home runs this game. They played Westville away and won 15-3 with 3 home runs. The home runs were scored by Bickers, Fry, and Harris. The team will play Oakwood on Monday, Normal Community on Thursday, and Washington High School on Saturday. Go Rockets! What a great start we're off to. Next up, we have news about the upcoming Arthur Quilt Show. The Arthur Quilt Show Committee is now accepting entries for the 35th annual Arthur Quilt Show, which is scheduled for April 30th to May 2nd at the Otto Center south of Arthur on the County Line Road. To obtain an entry form, rules, rent a vendor space, or any other additional information, please contact Jolene Stutzman. She is the committee chairman. Her phone number is 217-543-2287. Or you can email her at stitchandso20. That's all one word, stitchandso20@gmail.com. The deadline for entries is April 17th, and there is a small entry fee per item. Entries will be judged in each of 8 different categories. They include youth, quilts, baby, wall, and lap quilts, mixed media and artistic quilts, heirloom quilts, embroidery and applique quilts, hand-quilted pieced quilts, then machine-quilted pieced quilts, and Land That I Love, patriotic-themed quilts. Ribbons and gift certificates will be awarded for first, second, and third place in each category, along with the Best of Show winner, who will receive a $150 gift certificate, all of which are redeemable for merchandise at participating Arthur merchants. Visitors to the show will vote and determine the winner of the People's Choice Award ribbon. Once again, the Arthur Quilt Show will be April 30th to May 2nd at the Otto Center south of Arthur. Next up, we have a lengthy discussion on ethanol policy, which could cost Illinois drivers more at the pump yet again. Illinois retailers say they need to know soon whether to purchase ethanol-infused E15 gasoline for summer use. This article by George Alexandrakis from the Illinois News Bureau. Midwestern governors, including Illinois' J.B. Pritzker, are seeking a permanent solution to being able to use the ethanol blend E15 gasoline that's cheaper, but some say more polluting, at a time when gasoline prices are rising. For 3 years, routine federal waivers have temporarily lifted EPA restrictions that would otherwise bar retailers from selling E15 fuel during the summer months. But in 2025, that relief was delayed and gasoline retailers lost millions. Illinois' corn and ethanol producers warn that the uncertainty behind what will happen each summer goes beyond the gas pump. It also hits our pocketbooks. With gas prices surging to a national average of almost $4 per gallon due to the U.S. bombing of Iran, a years-long policy standoff over ethanol-blended fuel threatens to push prices even higher in Illinois for a second straight year. At issue is the use of E15 gasoline, a blend of 15% ethanol and 85% gasoline that's cheaper than regular fuel and increases demand for corn. But federal rules have blocked its use during the summer in recent years because the warmer months create conditions where vapors from ethanol-infused gasoline could contribute to unhealthy levels of smog. The Trump administration soon could announce that it will temporarily lift the restrictions on E15 sales during the summer amid rising pressure surrounding the rising costs due to the conflict in Iran, according to sources familiar with the matter cited by the Reuters news agency. But a White House official said no final decision has yet been made and called the reporting premature. The sale of ethanol, which is made from corn, began to get more complicated in 2022 when 8 Midwestern states, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, all surrendered a federal waiver that allowed the usage of E10, that's with 10% ethanol, during the summer months. The governors framed their petition as a state-level solution, but industry advocates said that the broader goal was to pressure Congress into a nationwide permanent fix for E15 fuel use. The federal government reacted by issuing summer emergency waivers from 2022 to 2024, temporarily lifting Environmental Protection Agency restrictions that would otherwise bar retailers from selling E15 fuel during the summer. However, during the first months of the Trump administration in early 2025, there was a delay in issuing the emergency waiver. It took until late April, resulting in higher prices for a longer period because retailers had already bought the more expensive product. The feds have not issued a waiver yet this year. In hopes of avoiding a repeat of 2025, Governor J.B. Pritzker joined 6 of his fellow governors earlier this month in penning a letter to the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin urging an emergency waiver announcement by March 15th. That did not happen. The letter, which was signed by Pritzker as well as the governors of Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and South Dakota, also requested that any E15 waiver that is provided includes an identical one for the use of E10 fuel. This is the most common fuel distributed in the United States to ensure that fuel standards stay the same across the board. Given that Congress has yet to deliver regulatory relief to expedite nationwide year-round E15 sales, we join with many others to call on the EPA to provide a nationwide emergency waiver for E15 during the coming summer months to ensure ample, low-cost fuel options for consumers, the letter said. When the EPA granted last year's emergency waiver on April 28th, Zeldin cited President Donald Trump's commitment to lower energy costs and to farmers who grow the corn for ethanol. In my confirmation hearing, I pledged to establish certainty when it came to the sale of E15 year-round. Zeldin said, the EPA did not respond to questions by Capital News Illinois about what it plans to do for this summer, or anything, for that matter, towards a permanent solution. This concludes our reading of the Wednesday, April 1st edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and I invite you to join us again next week. In the meantime, have a very happy Easter.